Hey, this is Gun Sully from the podcast The Indefensible Middle Ground, and today I have a special treat for you for this Wiretap Wednesday, episode 106. On today, Wednesday, the 12th of October, 2016, Top 10 Tuesday, belated Top 10 Tuesday, episode 13, and it's also going to be the Secret Societies podcast, episode number 4. So we have the trifecta, and I'm joined by a special guest, John Ruark. There's plenty of links below to his work in the show links, the show notes. So please check that out. If you are listening to this on YouTube, there will be links in the description. And thank you so much. Please subscribe on our various platforms. Links to those as well. Once again, enjoy Wiretap Wednesday 106, Top 10 Tuesday 13, Secret Societies podcast number 4, all about the Freemasons.
Hey, this is Gun Sully from the podcast The Indefensible Middle Ground, and today I am joined with fellow podcaster John Ruark.
Good afternoon.
And what are the names of the podcasts you're involved with, sir?
Sure. So primarily I'm involved with The Masonic Roundtable. You can find us at themasonicroundtable.com. And it's a group of five brothers from around the country who talk about anything and everything Masonic that we can share. Weekly is Tuesday nights live on YouTube at 10-9 Central. And then after that, you can catch us on YouTube or on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, you name it after that.
So that is absolutely awesome, and thank you so much for joining me for this belated Top 10 Tuesday / Wiretap Wednesday / Secret Societies podcast for the podcast.com. So normally those are all separate things, but this one's all squished together here. So, yes. I've done some Secret Societies podcasts. I really haven't talked that much about the Freemasons because I feel like there's so much out there talking about them. As you know, I have a top 10 list of misconceptions that I've noticed about Freemasons. So you, as a Freemason, I think could help me discuss some of these topics. I think the first one is one that a lot of people impose on or project on a Freemasonry because they think it's so exclusive, and that is, number one, I have to be invited to join. Is that, have you bumped into people thinking that?
Absolutely, every day. It's amazing because I don't know where this thing got started, but if you wait to be invited, you're going to be waiting a really long time because, in fact, we don't, for the most part, invite our members. We want you to come of your own free will and accord. In fact, one of our catchphrases is to be one, ask one, and that's how you join. There's a couple other requirements that go with that, but you have to take the first step because we want this to be something that you are drawn to do. So there you go.
All right.
Be one, ask one.
Awesome. And number two, all Freemasons are rich, or similarly, a flip side of that coin would be similarly, all rich people are Freemasons. So this is a long-standing assumption. I noticed in your Freemason Roundtable, they brought up the statue that's been going around of Donald Trump that's naked, and of course he's wearing a Freemason ring. And so I guess I should start discussion of number two out with, is Donald Trump a Freemason?
Absolutely not. We have no record of that, nor do I think any lodge would claim him if he were, but as far as we know, he is not a member of the fraternity.
All right. And I'm sure you know several people who are Freemasons who are not living in palatial mansions in gated communities. One of my best friends is a Freemason, and he is just a really hardworking guy. He's incredibly humble, and he's a plumber. And I wouldn't call him poor, but I also would never think of him as hoity-toity rich guy.
No gated communities there, right? Yeah. In fact, I'm still waiting for my big paycheck because, I too am what you call rich, but yeah, we take men from all faiths, all financial status, right? We really don't care what you have, what you own. We just make sure that we're taking good men and making them better. And good men come in all levels of society. Again, I know rich Freemasons. I know very poor Freemasons. I know students that don't have a dollar to their name. So it's all about the quality of the man as far as his character goes, not within his wallet.
Yes. All right. And that brings us to number three. And number three, four, five, and six and seven are all pretty much attached here because this comes from internet conspiracies where you'll pretty much every – if you find something on the internet that says that Freemasons are aliens, you'll find something else that says that they're fighting aliens. You'll find something that says they're Christian or that they're anti-Christian, and that's where – yeah. Number three is Freemasons are anti-Christian, and I'm sure you've heard this before.
Yeah, exactly. I think I know where you're going with this. No, absolutely, that is not true. That Freemasonry in general tries to welcome men of all faiths. We do have some religious undertones, but Freemasonry is not a religion, and we welcome men, again, good men, and make them better. We do have one of those additional requirements I was talking about to join is one, you can't be asked to join, but two, you have to believe in a supreme being of some sort, and that's really where what we care about your religion stops. So no atheist can be a Mason, but we are.
Let's see here. Number four is Freemasons are anti-Muslim because, you know, there's a lot of fear of anti-Muslim stuff nowadays.
Has to join, but two, you have to believe in a supreme being of some sort, and that's really where what we care about your religion stops. So no atheist can be a Mason.
Of course, we know since they're not anti-Christian, they're probably not anti-Muslim as well. I also personally know a Muslim who's a Freemason, and Mohammedan lodges have existed all the way since the time of Albert Pike, who wrote of them in Morals and Dogma. So we know that that's a concept that's in Freemasonry. Which I'm gonna skip number four, but unless you had anything to add to combat
the anti-Muslim. Well, that's true. I do know. I personally have conducted multiple Muslim friends who later became brothers. Through the fraternity. So we have our initiatic experiences, and again, they have their faith, and we're tolerant of that. So after they join Freemasonry, they are a brother equal among all the other brothers. So I'm proud to say, you know, we have lots of good Muslim brothers in our fraternity.
Which leads some of the conspiracy people who are Christian or of some various other denomination of faith to say, number five, Freemasons are secretly Muslims.
Well, if that's the case, I'm the last to know because I am not of the Islamic faith. I am personally a Christian, but we don't totally talk about religion in the lodge. In fact, that's actually one of the benefits of the fraternity. Is you're forbidden to talk about religion or politics while you're in a lodge meeting. Of course, many brothers will share their opinions on Facebook even today, but we try to strive to unite men, and we know that both religion and politics, especially discussing them amongst each other, is what divides men.
Right, that's very true. So number six and seven, I'll put together here. Number six is Freemasons are anti-Semitic, something that there have been a few of the industrialist time Freemasons, such as Walt Disney and others who have said anti-Semitic things, and then modern day conspiracies are number seven, which are the Freemasons are Jews or in some way controlled by the Jews. Do you have anything to add to either of those points, Greg?
So let's see, they're either pro-Jew or anti-Jew. It doesn't matter. I will say, just to add and elaborate to the religious undertones, we do have excerpts of the King James Bible, primarily Old Testament references. And so we use those to teach moral lessons to our candidates. And so, you know, being a founded and rooted in the Old Testament, then really it's based off of a lot of the stories that come out of the Jewish faith. So, you know, it would be a stretch to say that it's something that we are either for or against. It's just a system of morality that we loosely base our ritual off of the Old Testament.
Awesome. So there is Judeo-Christian influence, but it's neither for or against any modern specific religious denominations.
Correct. We're not teaching dogma. We're not teaching salvation. We're just using that Judeo-Christian Muslim arc as a foundation to unite men.
Right. So we have number eight, which is really a hot-button issue nowadays, which is they are racially segregated. And this is I think, a confusing one only because, like most things, there were a time period when it was racially segregated, but it's not anymore. But there are still, like Prince Hall Masonry was
right
for blacks or for blacks and whatever other ethnicity couldn't join mainstream masonry back in the day in wherever segregation was a thing, which is kind of confusing because in other countries there were masons of different ethnicities or religions. Let's say I'm Jewish and it's the 1920s and I'm in an area where the Freemason Lodge near me doesn't accept Jews, but that doesn't mean Freemasons in general didn't accept Jews. But being that I lived where I lived, I would have to go join the Prince Hall Lodge, and that's where different Jewish Prince Hall Lodges came about. I correct me if I'm wrong. I've heard different histories on the subject. But yeah, it's from what I understand now is there still are the Prince Hall Lodges, which are respected as regular. And then there is mainstream masonry, which is fully integrated now. So if you are black and wanting to join masonry, you basically just have two options now. You can either join Prince Hall, which has been traditionally predominantly black, or you can join mainstream masonry, which allows everyone.
Right. You know, it's a pass that we do carry. It's because it's part of a tradition and a history of both mainstream and Prince Hall lodges that the separation continues today, but we're breaking down those walls one brick at a time. It's definitely a generational thing where the younger men joining Freemasonry today on both sides are working harder to make sure that we're working together to break down those barriers. So I'll give it a half true as that misconception of Freemasonry. While it was more prevalent back in the day, still may exist in certain areas. It is not a tenet we teach. It is not part of the system of morality. And so we just need to progress Masonry by a few more funerals.
So you already sort of answered number nine when we were talking about that, and you clarified that it's a system of morality. It's not a religion or favoring any religion. But number nine is one that I've heard a lot of times on the Internet, which is it is a cult or it's a religion, which it's not. I don't know if you wanted to clarify that. I've heard there have been other religions that have taken a lot from Freemasonry to literally make a religion out of, such as the Nawabian cult, the Ordo Templi Orientis, and even some people claim that the Mormons took a lot of cues from Freemasonry. So I didn't know if you wanted to add anything to that, or if that was pretty much settled with it's a system of morality.
Right. So that's what I like about it. Yeah, it took me a long time to figure out what a system of morality really is. And the beauty of the fraternity is that it takes its influence from lots of different schools of philosophy from across the ages, right? We're going way back into other orders like Hermeticism, alchemy, Gnosticism, Neoplatonism. So it has those influences in there. It teaches, it gives you just a tools in the toolbox for you to consider. Again, it doesn't. We don't preach a specific dogma. We don't say you must follow these things in order to be a Freemason. We don't say you must follow these things in order to be saved, right? We don't teach a path to the afterlife. That's to me what the definition of a religion is. It's really trying to be a better person every day in your community while we're here on Earth. And so, while again we have religious undertones, we have systems of philosophy and morality built into it. What you choose to do with that is up to you.
Nice. Okay, here's the fun one. Number 10, the one that we hear the most on the internet and in the most flagrant, flamboyant podcasters and YouTubers, it's the Illuminati.
That one is absolutely true. That's 100%
yes.
True.
did you personally kill Paul Walker? That's
yep, heard it all. Heard them all. Been called that. Called a member of the Illuminati. No, not true. In fact, if you go check out themasonicroundtable.com and search for Illuminati, you'll find a great episode where back in 1776 the Illuminati was formed by a Freemason, but it only lasted about 8 or 9 years and fizzled away due to politics. So while it may have been true for about 8 years in Bavarian history, the Illuminati, as far as we know, don't exist. We're not connected to them in any way. There are no puppet masters. There is no shadow government. how can you prove a negative? It's amazing that people will go to great lengths to search Jay-Z music videos, Beyonce music videos, and try to find a link to the fraternity, and keep searching because it's not there.
Right. I think also one of the biggest things, one of the biggest reasons why the Freemasons aren't the Illuminati is because, and the Illuminati things all go back to various conspiracies throughout history. They always bring up the Knights Templar. They bring up the Rothschilds, which I personally can't get enough of the Rothschilds paranoia, because a lot of the Rothschilds paranoia is directly from Nazi propaganda. And a lot of people don't realize whenever they're saying, like, the Rothschilds are the richest people on the planet. And from what I've looked at online of actual documentation of the richest people on the planet, the Rothschilds are sometimes not even in the top 10. So when people are spouting this stuff, they're literally saying, like, 1930s and 40s Nazi propaganda that has been, and this is in a lot of the anti-Christian, the Masons are anti-Christian paranoia stuff. You have people quoting Leo Taxil and not even realizing that.
Absolutely.
Which I think is funny. A lot of people are quoting hoaxers and Nazis and being like, yes, I'm a good Christian, or I'm for, you know, I'm against these racist guys, these Masons over here, and that's